In an era of notable amateur musicians, Willoughby Bertie, 4th Earl of Abingdon, was one of the most prolific. He played the flute, composed around 120 works, and was a noted patron of music. Bertie grew up in Rycott, Oxfordshire, and became Earl unexpectedly in 1760 when his elder brother died in a fire. The 20-year-old inherited a considerable amount of land and homes with the earldom, and also a number of his father's debts. By this time, Bertie had been on the grand tour, during which time he'd met with Voltaire and begun to shape his own political ideas. He became an active politician, known for making particularly eccentric speeches in the House of Lords. He vigorously defended the liberties of the American colonies, but stated that the French Revolution was a threat to the happiness of the whole habitable globe. His marriage was advantageous. His wife, Susanna Warren, was one of the most wealthy commoners of the day, being the heiress of a family with interests both in England and America, including owning Manhattan Island. But even her wealth was not enough to save him from financial ruin. He died bankrupt in 1799, having sold all of the furnishings from his family seat in Rycott. One of the reasons for his excessive spending was a love of horse racing. His racehorse was one of the most famous of the 18th century and went by the unforgettable name of Potoo, that is pot followed by eight O's. The horse was supposed to be called Potato, but this is what the stable boy had written on the side of the horse's feed bin. Bertie enjoyed being a musical patron, and he took over the organization of the so-called Bach-Abel concerts following the death of Johann Christian Bach. He was instrumental in bringing Haydn to London and enjoyed spending time with the composer. Like Haydn, the 4th Earl of Abingdon enjoyed writing songs. He wrote 76. Some are political ballads and some are typical pastoral topics of the day, such as this one, telling of a lovesick maid. Reflecting his own instruments, the accompaniment includes the flute. The 4th Earl of Abingdon's song, The Lovesick Maid, is sung here by Sophie Bevan with Café Mozart. Was The Lovesick Maid by the 4th Earl of Abingdon, sung by Sophie Bevan with Café Mozart. If you'd like to listen to this bonbon again, please go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR 101.3.